to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Mo'ili'ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association in memory of Ishini and Kakushini and the State Junior YBA Convention. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
Good morning, Radio Listener Van. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you once again on this White Way radio program. I'll start with the fourth vow in the Larger Sutra. Please bow your head in meditation at this moment. It says, when I attain Buddhahood, the humans and devas in my land should not all be of the same appearance and either beautiful or ugly. May I not attain the perfect enlightenment. This vow aspirations equally because Amida Buddha was sad about how human beings discriminate by race and appearance. Namo Amida Butsu. There are unforeseen happenings in our daily life. We are so happy when everything goes well. On the other hand, if our thoughts and actions do not go well, we will feel unhappy. When we encounter a situation that is beyond our control, we get angry and blame others. Our feelings change by the various conditions. During the pandemic, we experienced many different situations. First, Asian hate crimes occurred around the world. Secondly, on February 24, 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine. This war is a huge and sad event. Third, a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school took 19 children and 2 teachers. Many lives have been torn apart. Indeed, it is a deep sorrow for everyone. Namo Amida Butsu. In Buddhism, the sin of taking a life is taught first. For living things, taking life is the most sinful thing. It is the opposite of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. The consequence must be borne by the person who committed it. Among killing, murder is a felony. The Buddha's compassion embraces all people and all forms of life that they might understand and not disregard the law of causation. My talk today is about gratitude. An attitude of gratitude or giving thanks attracts more good than bad. Giving thanks is a creative force of good. The source of this thanksgiving is Amida Buddha. Out of gratitude for the liberation we receive in the unconditional promise of being born in the Pure Land, we live in perpetual thanksgiving. Having received the promises through the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu, we developed an attitude of gratitude. Having developed an attitude of gratitude, we We practice Thanksgiving in several ways. We give thanks by recognizing good acts and the good in others and by praising goodness. Praising goodness forces attention on it and it directs more energy to it. Once my mother said to me, when you get off the bus, you should say thank you to the driver. I thought, why should I say? Because I did pay the fee for the ride. Then my mother continued to say, it is not the money, but saying thank you to many people for working hard to help you get home. Positive reinforcement of good thought and behavior increases that act. Praise the good and you will see that goodness multiply. Engage in giving thanks for Amida Buddha's gracious gift of birth in the Pure Land. Expressing thanks to Amida Buddha by reciting the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu is receiving the Amida's heart and mind simultaneously. Reciting the Nembutsu is hearing the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu. How much do we own to the causes and the conditions we are receiving here and now in our daily life? We express our thanksgiving by recognizing and praising the good in our family, friends, and others. Another way of practicing thanksgiving, strange as it may sound, is to give thanks ahead of time. I would think pure and beautiful thought because from that spring pure and beautiful words and pure and beautiful deeds that affect myself and others. Jodo Shinshu teaches us that Amida's virtues in our mind will be reflected in our actions. Giving thanks for something that hasn't happened yet can cause it to happen. This is a self-fulfilling prophecy. On a more practical level, thanksgiving for a successful future job will get you there because feeling grateful will motivate you to study, take, and pass necessary courses. Go on to college or trade school and make you prepare yourself for the future. Your gratefulness can be a creative force for good. Another way of living a life of thanksgiving is giving thanks for your hardships, problems, and challenges. While it seems strange to give the adversities in your life, facing and overcoming them helps you become stronger, wiser, and more caring. For example, athletes prepare for a game by practicing with competitive opponents. Giving thanks for your growth ahead of time helps force your mind on working through the challenges. Practicing thanksgiving for Amida Buddha's promise of birth leads you toward a rich life of thinking good, doing good, and being good. Through the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu, we give thanks for our birth in the Pure Land way. Thanksgiving attracts the good. We are all connected, living a life of thanksgiving. We are living a life of harmony and balance with nature and others. As we live our life to be born in a pure land, our sense of gratitude for Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion will become even more profound. What is important is to receive the heart of Amida Buddha's entering my heart and receive the gift itself and the thought behind the gift. The Amida Buddha's great compassion releases us from a dark to a bright world. The essence of the Pure Land Buddhism will show the path in which we will find joy and brilliance in each of our lives with gratitude. Namo Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Buddha. Thank you for listening. Please take loving care of yourself.
Thank you, Reverend Shiyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 26th, the speaker at a 9 a.m. Zoom and hybrid service will be Masami Alspach and the Dharma School students. Remember, our Bun Dance is coming up on Saturday, July 2nd from 5:30 to 10. See you there. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiliili Honganji BWA, and our speaker, Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morris, head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.